The revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches.
Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God, the Savior, and he's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Humans were born to fellowship with him. Every person on the earth was born to fellowship with Jesus. He's the most wonderful, beautiful person in the universe. Amen. Father God, thank you for allowing us to be your children. Jesus, thank you for everything, for saving us. Father God, thank you for everything. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Send out laborers, Lord, into the harvest fields in the Far East, in China, India, Indonesia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Russia, Japan, Philippines, Vietnam, and all the other countries, Lord. Raise up men and women in ministries and continue to anoint those in ministry with the anointing so that the lost can be won and the body of Christ can be built up in the wonderful name of Jesus. I bless those listening to this podcast, and I believe with them, Lord, that you will reveal your glory to them and reveal to them the celebration that you offer. Amen. In Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus. God offers an eternal celebration. And the greatest celebration is Him, of course. His presence and glory is beyond human words. When someone meets Him, they will only want Him. And He's in the secret place. The title of this sub-series within the overall series, The Glory of the Lord, The Secret Place. In that passage, Jesus mentioned secret twice. He said, pray to your Father who's in the secret place, and your Father who hears in secret. I do want to present something in case someone has not heard this. There's two groups of people in human history and today, and I want to try to keep this simple and try to be as brief as possible. Group number one, they're people who've heard the gospel and heard about Jesus Christ. Group number two, people who have not heard the gospel, have not heard about Jesus, never had a Bible. And finding God, knowing God, finding eternal life, and making it to heaven, and all the and this wonderful celebration that God offers, finding that and experiencing that, it's the same for people in both groups. Same exact thing. I say this because I want to encourage you, I want to build hunger, I want to present how God has made it simple and easy, and this reveals God's mercy and love and His nature and how He's justified Himself to the whole world. How does someone receive all this? And just go directly to Him and have that personal, private, secret relationship with Him, just between them and God. And that's how someone finds everything that He offers. Those two groups are not in any order. I just wanted to keep it simple. Just because someone hears all these wonderful things, especially in modern times, now we have the Bible. We have even heard about people, it's available to the public, people who have been to heaven and to hell, which all confirms the Bible. But just because someone hears all of that doesn't mean that they will, of course, receive, get saved, and find eternal life. In fact, let's look at the big picture. According to stats, 70% of people in the world are not in the category of what we call Christian. Okay, Catholics, Christians are 2.3 billion people, which is the largest people group in the world. And really, if we can infer that roughly, based on Jesus' words, that percentage may be the same throughout human history. It might be. We don't know, because we don't have the technology to know. But we could almost argue, based on the Bible, all the stories in the Bible, human history, and also the world today. Someone could possibly argue and say, well, it looks like about 30% of people in human history would be called Christians, and we hope that they all make it to heaven. Of course, some may not, but in fact, we know from the book A Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter, there are people in hell who were believers on the earth. It's a tragedy, okay? I present this for many reasons I mentioned earlier, But this answers so many objections that people have. People have, unbelievers especially, have so many objections, and one leads to another, and they just, and one of the biggest areas that they object to is the whole issue of hell and the reality of hell and all the things related to that. And the cause of objections is self-will. And so that goes back to, you know, again, how can someone receive this? It's so wonderful. Every person has, it's the greatest privilege to go directly to Him and receive from Him. And that's the only way someone can receive these things. Just because someone has every Bible, knows the Bible in and out, has every modern tech, everything, doesn't mean that they'll be saved. It goes back to that, going to the seeker place again, and also faith, believing, childlike faith, believing in Him, common sense, that God's given us everything we have. We give our life back to Him. We don't see Him. He's invisible. But it goes back, and Jesus revealed it's about faith. That's His second most frequent topic, and He said it's so simple you must become like a child. So He reveals all of this, that really what I'm touching on here, of course, is an eternal mystery and an eternal revelation, because everything in our most holy faith is that same thing. Someone, I mean, everything. That's, I know that's a broad statement, but everything in our most holy faith becomes an eternal revelation and mysteries of the kingdom, that God would offer Himself to every person fully, that He's God Almighty, the great and awesome God of the universe, the Creator of the universe, and yet knowing Him, simple, easy. And as someone, again, it's about someone having that spiritual hunger. But before touching on that, let's go back to even something that's even simpler. It's such common sense. He's God Almighty. It's fully revealed to every person, even if they deny it, that God and other, God's given us everything that we have. He keeps us alive. Can anyone argue that they had anything to do with being born on the earth? And even in those first 4 or 5 years, other people were taking care of them. Really, God was taking care of them. Other people were taking care of them. I mean, if anyone tries to argue against that, of course, it's foolish. And so all of this, here's my point. I'll try to finish with this. All of this is all confirmed in the Bible. It is fascinating. Even in the book of Job, it says God gives every person, sustains every person, gives them breath. I believe that's in the book of Job. We know the famous Psalm 139. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God formed you and made you. And now we have the proof, even today, of people who have been to heaven who say, yes, every child under the age of 5 who dies goes directly to heaven. What a glorious revelation. But again, for someone to receive that, it's going to the secret place. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal these things. That just because someone is in modern times and has heard all of this, we know that they still have objections. Jesus even went deeper with this. Let's go right to His words. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus, famous portion of that. That he revealed, he said, if someone, the truth that even if someone rises from the dead and goes to warn someone on earth about hell, they won't receive it. I mean, that reveals so well, that's another eternal revelation. We might wonder, how can it be that first that people would say no to Jesus Christ? How can it be that someone hears about hell and does not, you know, just get right with God? Okay. And even worse, we know that they have much worse responses. Reinhard Bonnke said they fire all these objections at God, and they just, which is just, so there's something, the deeper thing is that we cannot, of course, explain all of this. We cannot understand it all. And therein, it's by faith that we go to Him. Amen. That's the takeaway from this. It's almost like we were not meant to figure everything out. Here I am trying to explain things, but because it's faith. That's that you might say that faith is like the missing link. It's simple, though. God's given every person a measure of faith. Every person believes in things. Every person believes in many, many things. All we have to do is believe in Him. Just believe in, you know, God Almighty and Jesus Christ believe in every person. All He asks is that they believe in Him. I saw the billboard. A billboard said, "You say you don't believe in God. He believes in you." You know, so and this same truth is how someone can experience His glory. It's simply having that relationship with Him, and a private, personal, private, secret relationship with Him, going into the four phases of knowing Him and having spiritual hunger and seeking Him with our whole heart. He's given us everything that we have, so that's even really common sense. Seek Him with our whole heart. Just a brief preview. I do want to speak more about this week, about heaven, about the spirit realm, about angels and these glorious topics. I believe the last two messages have had some content about that. If you haven't listened to those, please do. So that would be October, messages on October 3rd and October 2nd. Also, thank you very much for being our partner and for following this podcast. Some really great things are happening with especially our websites. New people are finding the sites every day, and so I don't want to focus on that, but it's very exciting. And especially, you know, there's people from the Far East and Europe and other places that are finding them. I want to encourage you and build hunger about this glorious Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. A great man of God said He's Jesus Christ unlimited. That at the beginning of this message is that description, famous description of Jesus in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. So glorious. And let's remember, the Holy Spirit is a person. He's God Almighty. He's Jesus Christ, and His glory beyond description. This is this is truly awesome, that the great God Jehovah, He is too powerful to come down to the earth. He created and solved this dilemma with the perfect solution. First, Jesus Christ, the man, came to earth. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit. Now Jesus is in heaven. The Holy Spirit. Reinhard Bonnke explained it. He said God had gave us the perfect solution that we never could have thought of, that we never could have. And it's beyond our human comprehension in the natural what he is offering. And therein is, how do we receive it? Go directly to him and just believe. Only believe. Just believe. The Holy Spirit within someone's spirit person and all around someone. And this is why those famous scriptures say, if God's for us, who can be against us? That we're more than conquerors. We have the victory. Our faith is the victory. Amen. That's the another topic I want to touch on more, is that simple faith and believing. It is simple. It's a great privilege. It's, Jesus said, only believe, just believe. Thank you for listening. Blessings.